I chose three pieces that I've written this year, and I, not on purpose, but they deal either directly with anthroposophy or Waldorf education. So sorry. Regular theme, you know, sometimes it's nice variation, but this first one is called It's Been 9 Days. It was inspired by a feeling I had reading Christopher Bamford's Introduction to Christianity as Mystical Fact. I stood overlooking the damage in a deep celebration of knowledge. Childhood devotion had the church, a spiritual reality inadequately mediated. Everything must have always been intervening. Radical philosophical meditation must have always been awaiting a realization. We may even say that organic fulfillment led up to it. But here's the scary thing. You can't be certain how many empty spaces there were between what you said and how it landed. This one is actually was a prompt during National Poetry Month to write an introduction to another poem. And I actually chose Robinson Jeffers, oddly enough, his poem Cremation. So I want to read you my introduction to that, and then I'll read you the Jeffers poem. It's not very creative. It's called An Introduction to Cremation by Robinson Jeffers. I already know all this because my liver, like the lindworms, has fumed. My kidneys have been acid scorched, and my lungs are husks. It was my heart that did us in. It burned for you too many times. Cremation. It nearly cancels my fear of death. My dearest said, when I think of cremation, to rot in the earth is a loathsome end. But to roar up in flame, besides, I am used to it. I have flamed with love or fury so often in my life. No wonder my body is tired. No wonder it is dying. We had a great joy of my body. Scatter the ashes. This last one is called 10th Grade Rhetoric. I happen to be called in the morning to be a substitute teacher for 10th grade in main lesson. And it was a beautiful morning. It was fantastic. I don't often write poetry about classroom experiences, but I did this one. With absolute creative freedom, they arranged the desks in an arc, like the one from sixth grade physics, the one made from upturned tables and sound. Anyway, they all sat in an arc and talked and whispered and helped each other. Do you think I should write it here? How small can these illustrations actually be? But like when you're dressed really cute and you're alone, they tease, they headlock, they get sent outside to run. They do the work. They mostly listen. They take deep breaths. When they're dismissed, they softly push in their chairs.